Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday morning, the 10th of July, 2018. And, you know, much has been written about Christianity, the gospel, the history of Christianity, the Dark Ages, Satan's kingdom, and all of the different ecclesiastical orders down through history, the Reformation, those that never went into Rome, and much has been written about that. And you know, there are so many different ideas and interpretations of Scripture and perspectives on the Bible that it would literally cause the mind to go into overload, would it not, if it weren't for the Holy Spirit. But there are certain cardinal doctrines in the Bible that Christians cannot deviate from. And you say, there you go again, Larry. No. God has so written His Word, and His Word is inspired, like Brother Edward Henry was saying last night on the talk show program. Even the translators, okay, are ordained of God. So when people say you have to go back to Hebrew and the Greek, they're denying God's ability to preserve His Word, and He's preserved it the last 400 years in the King James Version of the Bible. But there are certain cardinal, I hate to use that word cardinal because it's people think of cardinals and Catholics, but there are certain principal doctrines that cannot be deviated from, including the fact that more man was born and conceived in sin. I saw someone place on Facebook the other day, I don't believe that every man is born in sin. Well, you don't believe the Bible, because the Bible says that all men are born and conceived in sin from their mother's womb. Election. The Bible teaches unconditional election by God of His people. All the Father hath given me will come to me. You know, whom He has foreknown, He also has predestinated. Justification. We are justified by the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ for His people. And we're justified through His blood, His precious blood. We're effectually called. That's a cardinal doctrine, a principal doctrine. We don't call ourselves, and we don't choose to believe on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. He's called us. He's effectually called us. My sheep know my voice, and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. The eternal Godhead is another principle doctrine we believe in. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Quickening. You know, you must be born again. You can't do anything without being born again by the Spirit of God. Particular redemption. Christ did not call, did not elect, did not die for the sins of the whole world. Every man, woman, girl, and boy without exception, because it says in the Bible that He came to save His people from their sins. We believe that all for whom Christ died for will persevere and God has preserved, and they will make it safely into the realms of glory. And Jesus Christ said, I will not lose one of them. Not one of them. He says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So those are the principal doctrines that we all can agree on. We may have a different perspective of history. We may take on different names. We may be associated with, you know, our churches or their churches or those churches, whatever. I like a little booklet Martin Luther wrote called Christian Liberty, and I would suggest if you can get a chance, get your hands on that and read it. We have the liberty to worship as long as these principal doctrines are being taught. We have the liberty in Christ to worship where we want, when we want, how we want. I mean, different people have different liturgical ideas, okay? You know, when you collect the offering, where you collect the offering. If you have it in the box in the back of a church, or you pass a plate around, all right? If you sing your songs before the message or after the message, or maybe one before and one after, or two before and two after, you know, whether you have one speaker speak for 2 hours or you have four speakers speak for 30 minutes apiece. I like the latter, okay? But anyway, that's Christian liberty. And some people try to put people in bondage. And they try to say, no, you have to do things my way or the highway. Well, then they wonder why people go on the highway and the byways instead of their way. So anyway, that's just my thoughts this morning. I'm glad for the liberty that we have in Christ. And hope you have a blessed day. God bless.